Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says going to be some morning fog, then turning partly cloudy, we hope, and a high of about 64 degrees. Kenosha right now, it is foggy, 49 degrees. In Burlington, 48. In Milwaukee right now, 47 and 47 degrees in Racine. The Racine Public Works Department has been targeting next spring to launch the solid waste cart collection system. And despite the money in the capital budget approved by the council last year, the Public Works Committee wants a council-approved plan before allowing the purchase of 4 side-loading trucks to begin the initiative. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said the trucks would cover about a third of the city on solid waste and recycling.
Right now we're trying to roll this out on the 1st of May of 2017. We would issue a cart to about 8,000-9,000 people, and really for the most part what they are going to have to do is start using the solid waste cart and, you know, put the cart out on the street curb line in their parkway with the handles facing one way, 3 to 4 feet away from parked cars or the other cart.
Alderman Henry Perez suggesting this was literally putting the cart before the horse, while Alderman Mike Shields said there needs to be more consideration by the full council, regardless of whether that money was approved.
I would like to have a Rolls Royce. Should I go out and order it today, or do I plan how I'm going to pay for it? So these are things that the council should approve, even though it's in the budget, but like the Alderman of the 12th District said, we go buy something, you got to use it. But I think we, as elected officials, should get together if we had to have special meetings and go over the pros and cons and really look at the plan.
The Public Works Committee's vote unanimous to defer the truck purchase pending a council-approved plan. A resolution in support of seeking a real estate broker to explore the possible sale of Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center gets the support of the County Board's Executive Committee, but the Health and Human Development Panel takes no action on that proposal during a joint meeting last night. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave reiterating its concerns about a projected $2.65 million deficit in the nursing home facility's budget by 2020, saying that is a lot of money to deal with.
So what keeps me up at night is how are we going to fund these deficits and provide mandated services to our vulnerable population? Are we going to have to pull from other county programs, such as mental health, such as child protective services, such as the sheriff's office, such as the highway department?
Ray Giannini is a broker who's been working with the county, telling supervisors he believes the facility would be highly sought after. Supervisor Bob Miller handed out a nearly 30-page document outlining his questions and concerns, wanted the committee to hold off taking action until next week. Despite the lack of action by the one committee, the resolution was considered for a first reading at last night's full county board meeting and will come up for a final vote in 2 weeks. A man accused of committing several burglaries across Racine and Kenosha counties last year has been sentenced to 15 years in prison by Racine County Judge Eugene Gasakevich. 30-year-old Andrew Mackey pled guilty earlier this year to 3 counts of burglary and 1 of being a felon possessing a firearm. He was also given 15 years of extended supervision. According to investigators, Mackey admitted breaking into several homes after knocking on doors to see if anybody was there. He's also charged with burglary and theft in Kenosha County. He's pleaded guilty to 11 counts, for which he'll be sentenced June 6th by Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader. Police in Racine now have identified the man who was shot several times this past Sunday evening. They say he was the targeted victim of a home invasion and robbery. WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
19-year-old Tyler Strasser was shot several times in his home, and after being transported to Wheaton Franciscan Emergency, was airlifted to Frederick Hospital for treatment. His condition has not been released. The suspect has been described as a black male in his late teens to early 20s, about 6 feet tall and 160 pounds, wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt and black pants. Investigators are still asking anyone with information to contact them or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Felony charges dismissed against a school bus driver accused of going off Buena Park Road in the town of Waterford, then into a cornfield with 4 passengers on board last October. 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum was facing 4 counts of recklessly endangering safety, but Assistant District Attorney Bridget Brave explained in court she didn't have probable cause to continue the case since no one was hurt and no damage was done. Under a plea agreement, Stahlbaum is charged with a simple reckless driving traffic offense for which he'll be sentenced later this month. Stahlbaum had been accused of driving the bus under the influence of prescription drugs, which he'd allegedly claimed to have stockpiled for recreational use. The bus left the road, traveled through three rows of corn, back onto the roadway, and then continued until it was stopped by sheriff's deputies. A couple of East Coast U.S. senators, they want the airlines to reduce the long airport security lines you're going to be facing this summer by dropping their fees on checked luggage.
It's the latest suggestion for dealing with what is shaping up as a miserable summer at the nation's airports. Airlines are already warning passengers to arrive at least 2 hours early to get through security and catch their flights. Democrats Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut say they have asked executives at 12 airlines to drop checked bag fees this summer. Many passengers avoid the fees by carrying more luggage onto the plane with them, clogging inspection lines and leading to the competition for limited space in the overhead bins. The senators say suspending the fees won't eliminate lines, but it's a start. Michael Toscano, Washington.
A new version of the Racine Public Works and Services Committee reversing an earlier recommendation by the previous panel to go with the second lowest bidder for reconstructing Kinzie Avenue from Ohio Street to Green Bay Road, supporting instead Cornerstone, which had some outstanding disputed issues with the city on two other projects. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen still supporting City Engineer John Rooney's recommendation of Lalonde Construction because Cornerstone seemed to have problems understanding restrictive clauses in contracts, among other things. Chris Cape, representing Cornerstone, suggesting partial truth or totally untrue information was given to the committee the last time, said they were pre-qualified to bid and they are responsible despite penalty disagreements with the city on a pair of contracts from 2015.
They have equipment that can build the cement right there. They're hiring local people. They're hiring minorities that are tenured. And they're the lowest responsible bidder at $30,000. I find this a hard problem to be able to move it up a notch, to recommend to the next company when we're all entitled to make a mistake and they're paying for the mistake with the liquidated damages. They don't have it in other contracts. This was a snafu is what I'm seeing.
Alderman Henry Perez there. Alderman Mike Shields, a former commission member, said his original support for the second bidder was based on only partial information. The vote to recommend Cornerstone for the $1.5 million Kinzie Avenue project was unanimous, the council having a final vote. Outstanding penalty issues with Cornerstone on those two previous contracts, those have been negotiated to settlement. Six local attorneys have applied to become Racine's next municipal judge. The six are John Buchoclian, Sally Holzel, Lori Keene, Maureen Morris-Martinez, Rebecca Mason, and former city attorney and municipal court judge Robert Weber. A committee of the whole of the Common Council is going to be convened to interview those candidates. A date for that meeting, though, has not yet been set. Current municipal court judge Mark Nielsen will be leaving the position July 1st. He was elected to the circuit court branch. Current group of youth in governance members ending up their year of service last night. The whole group of 10 high school students from across the county welcomed by the county board. Youth in governance members serving in various county board on standing committees. They engage in discussions. They cast advisory votes on issues before those panels. Supervisor Monty Osterman said members of the outgoing class, in addition to their county duties, also went to Madison. They met up with area legislators. They appeared on TV and here on WRJN to discuss various issues.
And there were some funny things that happened, too. One of them happened during a meeting when we were discussing the hard work that we were doing. And one of our youth and governance students added some levity by saying, hey, this isn't work, it's government.
Osterman says supervisors also benefited from the program by interacting with the youth and governance members. The outgoing YIG members, as with this year's Unity Project, designed a flag for Racine County, officially unveiled last night. The students presenting flags to all the county board members, the county executive's office, the sheriff's office honor guard, and to the graphic designer who helped them design that new flag. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.